comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Today is July 24th, National Drive-Thru Day.
Okay, so that's one National Drive-Thru Day celebration. That'll be on 7/24. Please drive up to the second window.
Have a great National Drive-Thru Day. Sorry, ma'am, your order will be right up. Pull ahead and I'll bring it out to your car.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine. Fox News, I'm Roger Stern. President Trump this afternoon turning his attention to the high cost of prescriptions.
Today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs. Massive.
One part of his plan would allow medications to be imported from other countries where prices are lower. In Chicago, workers removed two statues of Christopher Columbus from city parks this morning. Fox's Mike Tobin telling us that Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office says the statues had become dangerous because they were such a flashpoint.
Now aldermen are angry because they say the mayor capitulated to the angry mob, rewarded rioters, and did not loop the aldermen in.
Protesters condemned Columbus for mistreating indigenous people. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller. I've been a trial lawyer in Florida and Massachusetts since 1985. If you and your spouse hate each other like poison and want to get out of the hellhole you call a marriage, you've come to the right place. Look, you can waste your money screwing around with some paper pusher paralegal type, give thousands of dollars to some piece of crap three-piece suit downtown, blow your brains out trying to figure out why you wasted 25 bucks on the crappy forms you bought from the illiterate boob at the courthouse, or do what I say and do it now. We know what we're doing here. Look at this website, a work of art. Here's the story. Pay us a little and we get you a lot. Don't worry about the details. We'll take care of business and let you know when to crack open the champagne. Okay, time to move on.
It is time to move on to a,
I like that.
A real divorce attorney.
Yeah.
Named Jacqueline Tomlinson. Good to have you with us this afternoon.
What was that?
He was a boob.
That was a guy named Steve Miller. And guess what state he practices in?
Florida.
Florida.
Yes.
I'm picturing a guy with like a very large receding hairline and a bad fitting suit.
And yeah.
Big gold watch. Yeah.
That way we can compare and contrast to the professional style. What is this occupying force in Seattle? Oh my God. Andy Griffith is on. Put it on.
Andy,
Channel 46, please. I can't look at this anymore.
Hey, Jay Quillen, did you ever make any cookies?
No, I haven't had a moment to breathe, let alone make cookies. And trust me, I'm craving them.
I saw a lot of pictures of your son's birthday party. It looked like he had a blast.
Yeah, those were made by actually the woman that taught me how to make them. She came in real clutch, and she made some for Steven's birthday because I just didn't have the time.
Well, I'm glad Eddie brought that up because it's time to find out more. In the days of Jay Quillen, what was some of the excitement in your day today?
So today I had round two of a two-day deposition that we did in one of my cases. So mm-hmm. we had yesterday and today. And then, I had a trial this morning. So, I mean, it's been an eventful day. We had a trial.
Yeah.
And then I had a full-day deposition. And then I was able to hide from my family for about 20 minutes before they came home. And now they're here, so I'm hiding again. But it's been a very long week for Duncan Tomlinson. We've had just a lot of stuff going on this week, some depositions, a lot of hearings, a lot of consultations. So it's, you know, the normal Friday afternoon. Like, my brain is mush, and mm-hmm. I'm just kind of ready for an uneventful weekend.
You know, we generally on Friday do requests. It's been a tradition here for many years. But with the news being crazy, with the coronavirus and everything else, we weren't getting a lot of requests. And we had, you know, really important news to pass along. But that's kind of died down a little bit. And today we've had a ton. A lot of people looking to get away from the news and get away from the chaos of the world.
Well, I'm sure you've touched on the whole opening night of Major League Baseball and what a screw-up that was.
That's a nice way to put it.
I was furious. I turned it off.
I wouldn't watch it.
Couldn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah, I just won't. It completely defies the reason for having entertainment, for having sports. I don't want any more political crap on my television.
Right. And even worse, at the Dodger-Giant game last night, Mookie Betts, mm-hmm. who earlier this week mm-hmm. signed an extension that will pay him almost $380 million over the next 12 years, guaranteed money, all of it, every dime of it, had to kneel before the Dodgers game because he's so oppressed.
That's the thing. Like, none of these people, and I won't say none, okay, because we do, especially here homegrown Alabama, we have a lot of young gentlemen that grow up in nothing, poverty-stricken areas that grow up to be very successful athletes. So I won't say they don't understand, but once you get to that point in your career where you're making millions of dollars, I don't think that you get a platform to say anything unless you're willing to contribute a significant amount of those millions of dollars back to these poverty-stricken areas that you're standing up for. You can't talk that up both sides of your mouth.
Right. You keep promoting those policies and you're going to end up with elected officials who will take 90% of your $380 million and then you'll complain. I just don't get it, man. Of course.
Like the movie stars in Hollywood. Oh, please tell me how you relate to my daily life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please tell me with your chef and your stylist and your assistant. Please tell me how you and I are the same, and how you understand at all what it's like to be a working mom. Please tell me.
I love the president's idea today, and Betsy DeVos is also on board with this, that states should take the money that they confiscate from everybody, whether you have kids in the public school system or not. Everybody chips in and return those tax dollars to people to facilitate homeschooling while the schools are mm-hmm. closed.
I cannot imagine. Did you see I shared it on Duncan Tomlinson's Facebook page? If people out there, you know, even if they're clients or not, we have a Facebook page, and sometimes I try to share some relevant information. Mm-hmm. Montgomery YMCA is doing a program during parents' working hours for those parents that have to go back to work that will assist them with the MPS schooling of their kids. It's like 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 8 to 6, something like that, at three different locations. that will help not only like babysit your kids while you have to go to work, but they'll kind of assist them in the virtual learning.
I'm sharing that off my page now.
Yeah, I mean, that's important. We need programs like that because the average Jane and John Doe have to work.
Right.
They don't want to be forced to leave their teenage kids or younger home alone unsupervised.
I'm looking at your TV commercial.
Man, it is beautiful. Dude, your page is bad. I love it.
Right. Thank you. But, like, so let me talk on that for a second. So if you'll notice, I look Asian because Dana. Okay. First of all, yeah. I'm, like, 6 weeks postpartum. Oh. Second of all, Dana has us, like, staring into the sun.
Yes.
She has this incredible ability of being able to look directly into the sun and not blink.
Cool.
I, on the other hand, can't go outside without sunglasses on. So
I hope you'll forgive me for saying this, but I have the commercial paused and the expression on your face.
It's like, why is it so bright out?
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not. It looks like I'm sucking on a lemon, or like I look.
Well, it's very similar to the facial expression they captured on Kamala Harris earlier this week.
Yeah. Dude, I'll be the first one to admit it. And so we're out there at Shakespeare. It's like 900 degrees because it's like August. And Dana has me staring into the sun. And it's like, she's over there just like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like not even blinking. And I'm like, you're not human. Can we please put on sunglasses? So, but thank you. We do love our commercial, but dang if it wasn't bright that day.
I love the meme that's just below it. A global pandemic is not a good excuse to text your ex. Can you go into some thoughts on that since we just...
Yeah, like just don't. Don't do that. Like global pandemic, any type of, you know, emergency situation, like not a good time to text message your ex. They were the same today that they were when they became your ex. Like, a leopard does not change its spots, so in a time of desperation, just don't do it. Don't drink a bottle of wine and text message your ex and think that's a good idea. Just don't do it.
There's an app for that. I forget what it's called, but you can put it on your phone, and when you start drinking, you can set it up, and you can do all the texting you want, and you think you're texting all these people, and in the morning, it'll say, are you sure you want to send these texts?
And I'd be like, yeah. But don't do it. Like, don't do what I did, okay? Like, don't text your ex. Like, it never ends well. It only causes more problems.
Hey, can you...
Just delete the number.
Can you hang on for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
We're going to do some local news here. And I want to ask her a question about a story out of our former home state, Florida, first at 5:14.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The funeral for the late civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis will be held Thursday in Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Lewis's family announced that the funeral will be private, but the public is invited to pay tribute over the coming days during a series of celebrations of Lewis's life beginning Saturday in his hometown of Troy. Ceremonies will also be held in Selma, and his body will lie in state at the Alabama State Capitol, the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta, and the U.S. Capitol in Washington. State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey today estimated that up to half of the state's public school students will be attending classes remotely in the fall because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mackey said more than a quarter of students are in systems that are only doing remote classes for the first part of the year. A group of local teachers rallied at the Capitol to voice concerns about returning to class in the fall. That group calling for all districts to go virtual in the fall. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at Trustmark.com/business.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great three-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I don't see any end to this heat wave anytime soon. However, the rain chances do get a little bit better over the upcoming weekend. Scattered showers and storms will be around this evening and then fade out overnight tonight. Very humid, low 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, the rain chances are up just a notch. More storms to go around, like 50% coverage, better odds. High temperatures still in the mid-90s both days, and triple-digit heat indices continue. Not much change Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird news.
News of the weird.
And joining us on the phone, Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson. So let's go over some news in recent days involving relationships and people.
Sounds good.
Do we trust the University of South Florida?
Trust them for a few things.
They're saying that the coronavirus and the lockdowns have produced a much higher rate of alcoholism with women, more so than men.
I need more information on that. Like, did you only talk to women?
No, the researchers say our results suggest that exposure to a widespread situational stressor is having a similar effect of leading women to catch up to men in terms of their drinking behavior.
Drank heavily than women prior to COVID?
Yeah. It's kind of a competition, so to speak. In dysfunctional relationship news, a 29-year-old woman in Shreveport, Louisiana, named Jenalisha Lawrence, was angry at her boyfriend and wanted to fight, but he didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he refused to argue with her, she pulled out a gun and shot him.
That escalated quickly.
The topic of the argument is unknown. By the time the police arrived, she was gone, and they're still looking for her. They rushed him to the hospital. He's going to pull through, but he has some pretty serious injuries. So
that escalated real quick.
Yeah. She's facing felony charges for attempted second-degree murder.
If that was in Montgomery, she'd get a far lesser charge.
It wouldn't have been reported in the news.
She'd get, assault second and get, supervised probation for a year.
People, man, that just want to really, really have a fight and the other person's not in the mood.
So
that was
my
second wife.
Did she shoot to kill or did she just shoot to wound? Did she shoot him in the chest or did she
shot him.
We don't know where the bullet hole is.
I would say between the stomach and his knees is where the bullet went.
Probably.
She shot him right in the groin.
Yep, be my guess.
And I bet the remote was in his hand.
It just says she shot him, but I'm going to go with Eddie. It's probably when a woman is that mad, she doesn't want to kill you. She just wants to blow your balls off.
That's what I'm saying. Right. If you just want
to,
ball him.
Castration. That's my guess. All right, here's another good one for you. 25-year-old guy from Long Island. You probably know some people from there, right?
Hundreds.
Faked his own death, and including the creation of a fake death certificate.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that the state would not be able to hit him with a warrant.
Let me guess. Back paid child support.
His fiance, not the mother of his kids, he convinced her to feed a lawyer this fake death certificate that said he had committed suicide. It looked real. The lawyer submitted it. It wasn't for the sharp eye of somebody in the New Jersey Office of Vital Statistics. He misspelled the word registry.
Oh, come on.
Two fools who deserved each other.
Yeah.
I know, but, like, all kidding aside, like, I wouldn't be surprised if some of our Alabama judicial forms had, like, a typographical error in them. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even catch that. I'd be like, oh, whatever.
I see survey forms and documents for houses all the time, and yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, it's fine. Pass it through.
So
it's,
now... It's now that they've caught him because of the spelling error, he's facing his original charges plus faking the death certificate, which should add four more years to his sentence.
So obviously somebody else has tried this to, like, make it a thing, you know? Golly.
I guess when people get desperate, right? And this... I know you deal as a guardian ad litem with bizarre parental decisions. We just mentioned this one a few minutes back. A father in Florida got a DUI and told police he was driving on the wrong side of the road to frighten his kids because they were misbehaving.
Well, that'll teach them.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess he won't be picking up the kids from school for a while.
I mean, if I was counsel for the mom, like, I'd be advocating for some supervised visitation.
You ain't kidding.
With one of those breathalyzer things on your steering wheel.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a funny story.
Big thing in South Florida now.
Yeah, I had somebody actually stop me one time at a bar and said, hey, would you blow in this breathalyzer thing? So what are you talking about? I said, well, it was her. She's like, to get my car going, I got to get somebody that's not drunk to blow in it. I was like, are you? She's dead serious. When I kept walking, next person that walked by, hey, can you come here for a minute?
So if she had been caught driving drunk, wouldn't Eddie have been an accomplice to that?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Yeah. I would say that he assisted in her reckless behavior getting behind the wheel.
But she stood there. I know she asked three or four more people that were behind us. Hey,
like, she doesn't need to have a driver's license.
Right.
Yeah. Here's another one I'd like your opinion on. It's funny. Nobody would have ever thought to buy a face mask unless they needed it for work, like Seth does.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're bombarded
with all
these mask innovations. And now there's one called the Ready. That's spelled like the word ready, REDEE. Their new product features a two-layer design and room for the wearer to put a straw through a covered, unexposed opening. So you push the straw through the slot and... that way you're able to drink without spreading the coronavirus. Did you see Dr. Fauci at the ball game?
With the mask under his chin?
Yeah.
His chin strap?
And
I saw it.
That opening pitch, was that not just...
Okay, so as growing up as an avid softball player, played travel ball my whole life, I was so incredibly embarrassed for not only him, but for his entire family with that. I was like, that poor guy has never played an ounce of an athletic sport in his entire life.
No.
You could almost hear him grunt as he pushed that ball out of his hand.
My 3-year-old son could have thrown a better person.
That was something else.
Embarrassing. But yeah, I did see it. And then I saw the chin strap. And then I also saw him sitting with two individuals, not social distancing. I hope they reside in the same home together.
Yeah, well, he actually had to come out and explain that today.
Yeah, that's why the rules, you can't believe he's, because right. It's always for thee, not for me, right?
Yes, exactly right.
Well, what's on your weekend agenda that you might want to share with us? Anything exciting?
Well, I may go out to the greenery tomorrow. Haven't decided, to Fitzpatrick.
Ah, Fitzpatrick Winehouse. Yeah. Awesome idea. Yeah,
I love that place. It's very calming. It's really hot out there for us pregnant women. And so, I mean, it's hot out there for everybody. But for some reason, when you're pregnant, it seems hotter.
Understandable.
So, yes.
Probably hanging out inside a lot.
Understandable.
Just trying to kind of keep up with the household. Going back to work full time, even being in school, being pregnant, kind of takes longer to do things than normal. So, stuff around the house. I still have a home to upkeep. So cleaning and laundry and sorting and that type of stuff. So, you know, just the normal.
How do you manage it all?
Yeah. Oof.
Amazing.
I'm tired.
What food do you are?
Well, we're going to let you go get some rest. In the meantime, Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, shared that thing from their Facebook page, but you might want to visit there. And,
definitely,
of course, sometimes you need,
yes, baby,
you need that consultation to understand where you stand in case your relationship's been negatively affected, adversely affected by the lockdowns and all the changes that we have been tossed into over the last 6 months. Call them at 819-4810.
819-4810.
Delk and Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
DivorceForMenAlabama.com. Jacqueline, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you, Jacqueline.
527.
Afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Just so you know, they're still working that accident on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka at Fort Toulouse. Just watch out for boots on the ground there. We also have a new accident now in Prattville on Copps Ford Road right in front of Ollie's. Use caution there as they attend to that one. Around Montgomery, mostly moderate traffic, only a couple of congested places like Norman Bridge Road outbound to East South Boulevard, Fairview Avenue, and East Boulevard, I-85 to Atlanta Highway. Everything else looking good, including the interstates through downtown. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's July 24th, the greatest day ever. On the 24th of July, 1982, Survivor's Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III tops the U.S. pop charts. Who knew that decades later it would still be the ultimate pump-up song for your dad? Before he mows the lawn.
Cut, cut the grass, cut the grass.
Have a great July 24th, the greatest day ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many mornings?
Yeah, it's not one of those songs I would hope that I never have to.
How many of those mornings when you were morning DJ did go, hey, getting it kicked off here?
Literally, the entire period between 82 and 84 with a couple of exceptions.
Yeah. I love that I was born in 83.
Very few of those songs that we had to play day after day after day.
And it was like required radio. I mean, you had to play these hits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It was, you know, the Kenny Rogers was... Lee. So we're laughing and carrying on, but we got to play at least 8 songs an hour.
Man.
And that was on there. If Ever You're in My Arms Again by Peebo Bryson. Air Supply, any number one of their songs. Ambrosia. Stuff they call yacht rock now.
Yes.
I loved all of those. The one I hated was Whip It.
Whip it good. Whip it was a top classic. 40. That was a teen station.
It was WHHY.
Yes, that's right.
It was one of the red ones, and you had to play it every hour.
I think I won that Devo album from Devo. I really think I did. They had the pot on their head. The plant.
It was a Lego.
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder if I had anything related to that song. Let's see.
It was
all I've got in the system relative to that song is from a story a number of years ago where Demi Moore was admitted she was guilty of doing whippets. Whip cream.
Crack that whip. Put the can above your lip. Huff it up fast. Got a whipped cream mustache. When there's no weed in the bong, you must whip it. When the cocaine is all gone, you must whip it. When Ashton says so long, you must whip it. Now whip it. Destroy your brain. Snort it up. Forget your name. Fall forward unto your face. You can select it from your grocer's dairy case. And whip it. Oh, whip it good.
Whip it.
Sorry, I brought it up.
I can totally see her in, like, the dairy aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jacqueline mentioned Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
Yes.
Just in case you had nothing in particular planned, but if you want to add some color to your yard, to inside your home, wherever, get some great tomato plants. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, the drive out is therapeutic. The drive back is even happier because you've picked up some really great plants at really incredibly low prices. And I urge you to visit their Facebook page, look at the pictures, and watch the video, and you will see enormous greenhouses with aisles after aisle after aisle of plants that will thrive.
Beautiful.
If you just handle them the way they tell you. Clay Forer and that staff out there are great. It's a cash check business. And it's a great way to, you know, spend a little time on a Saturday and get out there, see everything there is to see, and be back in less than an hour and a half, really.
Don't forget the smells.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's very pleasant, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to go, take Vaughan Road East till it becomes 110, just past mile marker 22. You'll see it on the left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, again, a cash check business. And Master Thespian on the phone.
Greetings and weekend to one and all.
Hello.
Wow. Well, we're going to give you the Warhawk reply, but I understand it has to be virtual and not classroom.
Yes.
Is that how they're doing it this fall? What is AUM's plan?
Well,
sounds like a good one.
Take you away.
I'm asking for a friend.
The plan is, yeah, we're going to the official plan is that we have released a statement saying we will accommodate any student that wishes to not show up for class.
Ooh, can I get my degree that way?
We have to prepare not only for face to face, but also online for every single class.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're all kind of not too happy about that right now. But it's okay. Hey, it's all right. It's a paycheck.
Paycheck, that's right.
I love my job. And, you know, we're gonna be open for business. So just fasten your seatbelt, kids. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, man. Now, are you going to have to do that simultaneously as you're teaching the class? You're going to have to do
that? Well, they're rigging all of the classrooms with webcams.
Okay.
So that we can capture our lectures.
So that's going to be the good thing. We can then just, you know, put that on the portal that we have, the Blackboard portal. But it's just going to be weird trying to deal with it. It's going to work out okay. You know, we survived the spring. Go ahead.
It's just different that we're having to do that now. And I imagine from teachers, from your point of view, now your workload is kind of doubled.
Yeah. It's just going to be a little stressful. But it's doable. We'll figure out a way to make it work. And, you know, in the long run, it'll all turn out okay. And
call me old-fashioned. I understand you don't want to have an outbreak on campus, but I think if the virtual learning thing goes on too long, it's going to really diminish. I just think education, the accountability of being there.
That's what I mean.
Paying attention.
I agree.
Having the professor notice whether you're engaged or not, and being called out if you're not.
I say college dropouts are going to double.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's totally different experience.
And I'm sorry. I don't think if you can't do classroom, then you shouldn't be paying whatever the tuition is. Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Well, we're having mandatory masks for everyone, students and faculty and staff, and we're temperature checked. We're cutting the size of classes in half, and you know we're doing everything we can just to make it work.
Are you going by the rules?
I'm not. By the way, in no way, shape, or form am I knocking that school.
Oh no,
I have met nothing but great people.
They've got to do what they got to do.
We love it. That's why I am a proud Warhawk stepdad.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, is he going to graduate this year, you think?
I don't think he's going to move quite at that accelerated pace, but he's done phenomenally well. He's in his fourth year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's in the honors program. He's done really well.
Yeah, I think by design, because he just turned 20.
Man.
I know. He's smart. He is super smart.
He is.
Great.
Anyway, I wanted to find out, how is your toe, Gregory Benjamin?
My coronavirus? it still hurts, but it's not quite as sharply painful as it was even a few days ago.
And we learned we learned it's not in a jar.
It's not in a jar.
Yeah, or on a keychain.
See, that's what happened to me back in January. Mine got so bad, they had to lop it off.
Did you keep it?
So,
what caused it?
Unfortunately, no. I don't think Blue Cross Blue Shield wanted me to have a souvenir.
What caused you?
Oddly enough, it was a streptococcus, not a staph infection. It was a streptococcus that got in, had a door that got infected on my big toe, and it just got worse and worse. Yeah, we tried everything, and then it's
That's what they're treating me for, an infection.
Oh, my God.
Nothing to worry about.
Make sure you do what the doctor tells you, and you'll be fine.
If something happens,
thank you, Master Thespian.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's something I haven't heard in a long time. Have you played Rub Some Bacon on It lately?
No. I could play it.
All right. If you could play that for me, I would love it.
Then
so y'all have a great night. Have a great weekend, and goodbye.
You too, bud.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's...
Greg, I mean, we could make some money off the toe.
Don't go there.
Yeah,
go where? Where do I look? I'm going somewhere.
At least it's not your big toe.
It ain't the big toe?
Thank you.
Yeah, look at the brown side.
I feel like I'm in the middle of Monty Python here, and we should all break out. Always look at the bright side of it.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean.
It looks good. Look at me.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Dr. Seth.
In my moo-moo.
In the cozy camper moo-moo. Really? Really?
My chest has never gotten this much air with a shirt on.
This is hysterical.
It looks good, though. I mean, you and your toe.
you make it sound like I'm some kind of a circus act. It's Greg and the Toe. He started a band called the Toe Jam.
It's Friday.
He spins frisbees on it. Plates. Mm-hmm. He's a plate spinner.
Now, have you gone to, like, the
podiatrist?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I am not ready for that step yet.
I bet Master Thespian wasn't either, Greg.
We're turning a corner.
We have a sponsor.
I know, and that's where I'll go if I have
Absolutely.
To go.
I love his commercials.
Oh, those girls are so cute.
But after talking to Master Thespian.
Yes, perhaps we should make an appointment.
Okay, and there it goes.
There goes Greg's
just
toe.
Into a bucket.
Do what you've been told to do.
Instead of like a rabbit's foot?
It'll probably end up in a bar.
No.
It'll be on the wall in here.
Is that your toe mounted, or are you just excited to see me?
If anybody sits in that chair.
I have to talk about Jack Ingram now.
Please.
Value lot at Jack Ingram? Mm? The value lot there at Jack Ingram?
Well, the value lot is a great option. Yeah, and you can get, they'll get you financed. If that is what's preventing you from upgrading your vehicle, you need to go see them. The value lot is an option. The signature used car lot is a great option, especially if you're shopping for a new driver and you want something that's safe, that's been thoroughly vetted.
Yes.
Something they can drive with confidence. Because you could always take somebody's word for it in a classified ad, but at Jack Ingram signature used cars, no matter what price category you're shopping in, the cars have been through the most rigid inspections by their mechanics. And that's after Tip Tames and his team have checked out the vehicle history on the cars they have and made sure that the interior is clean and pristine. The engine has to be ready to perform because they're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. It ain't good for business.
No, it ain't.
And people are coming back a week after they purchased the vehicle saying, hey, you know, and a lot of places you'll, too bad, so sad, but not at Jack Ingram. So I urge you, if you're in that mode, whether you're shopping for a new driver or you would like to love what you drive and you currently aren't, go see Tip Tames and that great team at the Signature Pre-Owned Lot. From beginning to end, it is the most, whatever your perception of shopping for a pre-owned vehicle is, forget about it, because you're not going to be treated that way. You're not going to experience that at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Jack Ingram, SignatureUseCars.com.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I don't see any end to this heat wave anytime soon. However, the rain chances do get a little bit better over the upcoming weekend. Scattered showers and storms will be around this evening and then fade out overnight tonight. Very humid, low 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, the rain chances are up just a notch. More storms to go around, like 50% coverage, better odds. High temperatures still in the mid-90s both days, and triple-digit heat indices continue. Not much change Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
546, Chad and Robert will be with you right after the bacon is done.
Finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub the bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Out of New York, Mets won, Braves nothing. Braves fans, that
sucks.
Yes,
said Braves fan Rich Thomas. It's 5:48. I got to say this. I didn't feel that great when I walked in this afternoon, but this afternoon has rocketed.
It has.
Woo! It's this shirt.
I can get you one too, Greg.
We have about 3 minutes of talk time left. Just giving you a heads up, we don't want to cut anybody off. Here's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob. We don't even have time for the Chad.
Hey, just when you thought 2020 could get any weirder, you thought maybe that Hollywood was not doing much right now.
Yeah.
Well, in the alternative universe, they have just released the trailer to the sequel to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
We mentioned that this morning.
Yeah, with the original Keanu Reeves and the other guy who's Keanu Reeves.
Alex Winters.
Yeah, that's him.
Keanu Reeves.
So the Wild Stallions live, and if anybody knows Bill and Ted, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Their band. By the way, the most courageous person in baseball, who is it? You know?
Pitcher for the Giants.
Donald Trump.
The San Francisco Giants pitcher who did not take a knee last night.
Oh, God, yeah. We talked about him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That guy, you know, it is no longer popular to be a Christian in the culture that we have right now, especially an active Christian. And this guy basically said, I don't kneel to anyone except the Lord Jesus Christ, which, you know, that's absolutely his right to do. But that took a lot of courage to be the only one not to. You know, where have we come in a country that is now the person on the outside looking
at? I don't think we have become that country. The media is trying to create that sense that we are that country, but we are not.
That's exactly right, Greg, and that's the way we ought to be. You are not alone out there. We are not alone, right? And I tell you, come November 4th, and for Democrats, November 5th,
We're going to show them. We're going to show them that we are not alone out there. We're going to speak with one big, loud voice.
I agree. And there's a
lot
of...
Not violence, not fire, not bullets, but hate.
There's a lot of legitimate polling data that speaks to that silent majority theory.
Have a great weekend, guys. And, you and ladies.
Too.
Right,
thank you.
Take care.
Robert, you'll be our last call.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Greg, I just wanted to talk about 5 years ago, I bought a Volkswagen Tiguan from Jack Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I am sitting in what's new to me, my 2019 Nissan Frontier.
Oh, right.
Wow. Jack Ingram, sitting in the drive. All right, man. That is awesome.
You know, seriously, if all your options are exhausted, really, folks, go by and give them a try. They'll do everything they can to get you in a vehicle, and it's a good vehicle.
Oh, the
you know
Tiguan
what I mean?
Is, oh, man, I've looked at those. I've test driven those, and it came down to the Tiguan or the Rogue from the suggestion.
Yes.
Yeah, man, nice choice. You can't go
but
wrong.
But I just wanted to let y'all know that, you know, you can't go wrong with it, and I appreciate them, and I appreciate y'all guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Good
call.
Thank you for taking the time.
Awesome.
You have no idea how much that means to me that you're excited about your purchase there, that you used a really significant radio station sponsor to choose a new car. I'm beyond grateful for that. Mm-hmm. That's like the best. I mean, having been with you guys has been fun.
Thank you.
Aww,
thanks,
you.
Man.
But that's like how
the
cool.
Icing on the cake.
The best moment of the day at the very end of the show.
Yeah, let's everybody know that, you know, what you say is true. People go out there. And they find your statement to be absolutely true.
And it every time.
Yeah.
Never fails.
And we are six-time purchasers. We have three cars from them.
We have great sponsors.
Yes, we do.
And we have a great Greg.
Like John Lee Paint. Ask this gentleman here.
Yeah, man. Paint looks great.
Yeah. It's we used Solar Proof.
Excellent.
And we were painting a couple of things. You know, I wanted to ask you, even though it's an exterior paint,
mm-hmm.
After you walk in the front door, which we painted in this color that they chose, the frame, just the frame, the wooden outline of the interior hallway, I think would look great if we followed that color inside.
Hey, you can tell me what you want, man.
I might snap a photo and take it, because they can do that with pictures. They can show you what it's going to look like.
Oh.
Good idea, Grego.
It's a trimmed, I just think it would look really awesome.
Yeah, man.
But it's faint.
Little
things like that,
yes,
that really make the home, I promise you.
I'm learning about those from Eddie.
Yeah,
because
right.
Eddie knows how to show off a house, and it's a lot easier when the house is beautifully painted.
Yes, especially with good paint like what you buy.
As
John
we
Lee
celebrated
paint,
this week, yeah. I mean, just it holds, it's so worth spending a few extra bucks to get a great paint for the interior or exterior and having a result that lasts and lasts and lasts.
Well, here's a thought on that, Greg. You know, we had a repair list, like you do whenever you buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was not on that repair list? Any paint repair whatsoever on your house.
And it can be said, 7 years.
7 years. One request for paint.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
You can read all about that house on Beard Court next month in Boom Magazine.
Good deal.
But in the meantime, when you need paint or any supply related to applying paint or keeping up your home's look, visit John Lee Paints. For 4.5 decades, the best. The pros use them, but they're there for the do-it-yourselfer, can answer any questions and sell you whatever you need to have a great outcome. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. It's 5:54, our final look at the roads. Be sure.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all around the boulevard now. Things are thinning out on this Friday afternoon. Everybody's getting out of town. I-65 and 85 looking good. The 31s have cleared up a bit. We've still got a little congestion East-South Boulevard near Troy Highway. But that's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully, and be safe out there. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
This week at Macy's, no matter how you school, we're getting you ready with an extra 20% off when you use your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 75% off the best essentials, from backpacks to denim and more. Also get 25% off your favorite active looks, including select Nike for the whole family. Now at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup at select locations. Find a location near you at Macy's.com/stores.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
50333.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport.